外困塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是3月15日，星期日。我们今天又非常的荣幸地邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典波迦瓦坦的早课。敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7, scheduled incarnations with specific functions. And today you are reading from text 49.
我们今天继续阅读圣典波迦瓦坦第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天阅读的诗节是第49诗节。
Sa
Sa
Shriyasam
Shriyasam
Api
Api
Vibhu
Vibhu
Bhagavan
Bhagavan
Yata
Yata
Asya
Asya
Sashreyasam Apir Vibhur Bhagavat Bhagavam Yatosya
Sashreyasam Api Vibhu Bhagavan Yasya
Bhava
Bhava
Svabhava
Svabhava
Vihitasya
Vihitasya
Sta
Sta
Prasiddhi
Prasiddhi
Bhava Svabhava Vihitasya Sata Prasiddhi
Bhava Svabhava Vihitasya Sata Prasiddhi
Dehe
Dehe
Svadhatu
Svadhatu
Vigame
Vigame
Anu
Nanu
Vishiryamane
Vishiryamane
Dehe Svadhatu Vigame Nuvishiryamane
Dehe Svadhatu Vigame Nu Vishiryagam Yamane, sorry.
Vya Vyoma
Yoma
Iva
Iva
Tatra
Tatra
Purusha
Purusha
Na
Na
Vishiryate
Vishiryate
Aja
Aja
Vyomeva Tatra Purusho Na Vishiryate Ja
Vyomeva Tatra Purusho Na Vishiryate Ja
Sashreyasam Atir Vibhur Bhagavam Yatosya
Sashreyasam Api Vibhur Bhagavan Yasya
Bhava Svabhava Vihitasya Sata Prasiddhi
Bhava Svabhava Vihitasya Sata Prasiddhi
Dehe Svadhatu Vigame Nuvishiryamane
Dehe Svadhatu Vigame Nuvishiryamane
Vyomeva Tatra Purusho Navishiryate Ja
Vyomeva Tatra Purusho Navishiryate Ja
Okay, word for word.
字对字。
Sa
Sa Ta
Shreyasam
Shreyasam 一切吉祥的。
Api
Api 也。
Vibhu
Vibhu 主人
Bhagavan
Bhagavan 至尊人格守神
Yata.
Yata, 因为。
Asya.
Asya, 生物体的。
Bhava.
Bhava, 自然属性。
Svabhava.
Svabhava, 原本的处置。
Vitasya.
Vitasya, 旅行。
Sata.Sata,
Sata, 所有好的活动。
Prasiddhi,
Prasiddhi, 至终极的成功。
Dehe,
Dehe, 所有躯体的，躯体的。
Svadhatu,
Svadhatu, 形成的元素。
Vigame,
Vigame.被摧毁。
Anu,
Anu, 之后。
Vishiryamane,
Vishiryamane, 放弃。
Vyoma,
Vyoma, 天空。
Shiva,
Shiva, 如同。
Tatra,
Tatra, 因此。
Purusha,
比如说生物体。
那。
那永不。
Vishiryate。
Vishiryate。变得毁灭了。
Aja。
Aja。由于出生，由于不用再出生。
Translation and purport by Spirit Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada。
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文。人格守神之所以是一切吉祥事物的主人，原因在于，无论是物质存在中的生物，还是灵性存在中的生物，所从事的一切活动的结果都由尊主赐予。正如此，是最高的祝福者。所有的个体生物都是不经出生就存在的，所以即使在物质元素构成的躯体毁灭后，生物依然存在，就像体内的气一样。要知生物不经出生就存在，是永恒的。正如《薄伽梵歌》第二章的第三十世节所证实的，即使由物质元素构成的躯体毁灭了，生物也不结束其存在。生物只要在物质存在中，它所从事的活动就会在下一生，甚至在这一生得到奖惩。同样，它如果从事灵性活动，至尊主就会赐予它五种解脱。如果得不到至尊人格守神的赏识，就连非人格主义者也不可能实现融入至尊存在的愿望。佛家梵歌第四章的第十一世节证实，至尊主在人的这一世中就会赐予他想要的结果。生物被授予自由选择的权利，至尊主根据他们的活动给予奖惩。因此，为了实现自己的愿望，应该忠心耿耿地只崇拜人格守神。非人格主义者不必进行心智思辨的冥想，而可以直接为至尊主做日常的奉爱服务，从而轻松地实现自己的愿望。不过，奉献者自然而然地喜欢与至尊主为伴，而不是像非人格主义者所希望的那样融入灵性的存在。因此，奉献者们按他们的本性活动，实现了当至尊主的仆人、朋友、父亲、母亲或爱侣的愿望。为至尊主所爱的奉爱服务，包括聆听和吟诵、吟唱等九种超然的程序。奉献者通过做如此容易且又很自然的奉爱服务，获得了最高的完美结果。这结果远远高于融入梵光这一结果。正因为如此，奉献者从不被建议去热衷于推测至尊主的本性，或违反自然的去冥想虚无。我们不要误以为现在有的这个躯体毁灭后就没有可以与至尊主面对面相见且联谊的身体了。生物不经出生就存在，它并不是随着物质躯体被创造出来而出现的。但另一方面，生物的欲望造就了物质躯体，这一点是千真万确的。物质躯体根据生物的欲望而发展，生物的欲望培育物质躯体， 所以是先有灵性的灵魂，后有物质的躯体。物质躯体产生自生命力，生物是永恒的，它的存在就像体内运行之气的存在一样，气存在于体内，也存在于体外。因此，当外在的包裹物质躯体消灭后，像气一样存在于体内的生命火花还会继续存在。至尊主是至高无上的祝福者，因此生物在他的指导下可以立即得到解脱，获得一个适合于他与至尊主交往的灵性躯体。解脱的种类有获得与至尊主有相同身体特征的解脱，与至尊主住在一个星球上并享受同样生活设施的解脱，拥有与至尊主同等的财富的解脱，以及与至尊主平等交往的解脱。至尊主对奉献者极为仁慈，如果一个奉献者因为与物质的接触而无法与纯粹的没有物质污染的奉爱服务之途上走到终点，他就会赐予那个奉献者另一个机会，安排那个奉献者来世出生在一个奉献者的家庭里或富人的家庭里，不必为生存而苦苦挣扎，从而能够完成上一生没有完成的进化，在现在的物质躯体死亡后立刻重返家园，回归守神。对此国家梵歌给予了确认。就有关这方面更详尽的资料，可以看圣基瓦戈斯瓦米帕布帕德所著的《国家梵颂篇》Bhagavat Sandarbha。正如前面的诗节中已经谈过的，奉献者一旦进入了灵性存在，就永恒地住在了那里。译文：人格守神之所以是一切吉祥事物的主人，原因在于无论是物质存在中的生物还是灵性存在中的生物，所从事的一切活动的结果都由至尊主赐予，正因为如此，他是最高的祝福者。所有的个体生物都是不经出生就存在的，所以即使在物质元素构成的躯体毁灭后，生物依然存在，就像体内的气一样。阿叔。
Om Agena Timiram Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manu Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ayam Dadati Svapadantikam Svancha Kalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes the Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 11. Do you have Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. 那在今天的这个诗节的要旨里呢，舍拉帕帕他就引述了《博迦梵歌》第四章第十一诗节。
This is a very, very one of the most important verses in the Bhagavad Gita.
博迦梵歌第四章第十一诗节是博迦梵歌最重要的诗节之一。
Because it shows that no matter what we do.It is Krishna who awards the results of our activities.
因为无论我们做什么，都是 Krishna 他赐予了我们这个活动所应该得到的结果。
So Krishna says, "Ye yata mam prapadyante tam stateva bhajami aham mama vartmano vartante manusya parta sarvasya." As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Rita.
因为所有的人都归于我，我将视其情况沐浴恩泽。Rita 之子啊，每一个人都在各个方面追随我的步伐。
What that means, everybody follows my path.
每一个人都在追随我的步伐，这到底是什么意思呢？
It means no matter what we are doing, we are making progress towards Krishna.
意味着我们什么都不做，我们就向 Krishna 迈进了吗？
No, it does not mean that.
不是这样的，不是这个意思。
Because, you take for instance, you have the road between Beijing to Tianjin.
比如说我们在北京和天津之间是有这条路的。
Suppose Beijing is the goal.
我们比如说北京是目的地。
So some may go in the direction of Beijing, some they may go backwards.
那有人呢可能是直接就向北京去了，但有人呢可能是往反方向走。
Or maybe some are going on a certain distance already away from Tianjin towards Beijing.
但是也许可能已经有人从天津出发去北京已经走了一段路了。
But maybe others are going back to the south.
但是还有人呢，可能往南方去了。
They're all in the same road.
他们大家都是在这同一条路上。
But some are going forwards and others are going backwards.
但是有人是在往前走，有人却是在往后走。
So the same. Some people are acting in order to become closer to God. Some other people are acting in ways they are becoming more and more away from God.
所以呢，就是有些人由于呢，他是选择了要离主更近，所以呢他就离主的这个方向走得越来越近。那么还有一些人呢，他走的这个方向呢就离主的方向越来越远了。
But it is always Krishna who is giving the results of their people's activities.
但是呢人们的这个活动的这个结果总是由 Krishna 所给予的。
Krishna is awarding the results of our material activities.
因为 Krishna 是我们的物质活动的结果的赐予者。
Whatever we do for our personal sense enjoyment, the result of those activities are given by Krishna.
如果我们要是从事一些感官享乐的活动，然后得到的这个结果，那么这个结果呢，就是由 Krishna 所给予的。
Through the demigods, but he is the one who is providing for everything we need.
那么是通过半神人，那么半神人呢是给予了我们所需要的一切。
So if you do sinful activities, we get sinful reactions.
那如果我们要是犯了罪，那么就会得到由犯罪所产生的罪恶的影响。
We get the result of our sinful actions.
那么我们会由于这个罪恶的活动而得到一个反作用的影响。
If you act piously, then we get the good results of our piety.
如果我们要是从事了虔诚活动，那么我们也从虔诚活动中得到好的结果。
But if you want to go forward and you want to really know Krishna.
但如果你要是想要往前走，你要真的想知道 Krishna, 认识 Krishna 的话。
Then we engage in devotional service to Krishna and Krishna reciprocates with us. It gives us the fruits of our devotional service.
那我们呢就开始从事对 Krishna 的奉献服务。那么 Krishna 呢，他也会给我们回应，他会因为我们从事的这个奉献服务的这个活动而给予我们相应的结果。
OK, Krishna reciprocates personally to the efforts of the devotee who are trying to love him.
对于一个在努力要爱 Krishna 的人 ，Krishna 会亲自给予他回应。
Whereas to the non-devotee, Krishna awards the results of their activities through the agents in material nature.
但是呢，对于非奉献者，他们所从事的活动呢 ，Krishna 是通过物质自然给予他们活动的结果。
So it's our choice.
所以这是我们的选择。
We are all given a certain freedom to choose, to make a choice, either to go closer to Krishna, to go or make ourselves distant from Krishna.
对于我们想要离 Krishna 更近还是离 Krishna 更远，每一个人都有自己相应的自由意志去做出选择。
So if you are in ignorance, means if you don't have proper knowledge,then we don't know exactly what is best for us.
但是如果我们要是处在无知之中，也就意味着如果我们要是没有恰当的知识的话，那其实我们就不知道什么对我们是更好的选择。
We are too insignificant.
所以我们就会凭空瞎想的活动。
Whatever we feel doing it, we do it.
我们只要想干的事儿，我们就会去干。
Sometimes, okay, we have some understanding, at least experience of previous activities, and we maybe prevent ourselves from doing certain activities that we know that can cause us harm.
那有的时候呢，就是由于我们之前的一些经历，导致了我们知道。我们为了不让自己受到伤害而不会去做一些事情，不会从事一些活动。
Because even with material understanding, we can understand that certain, at least as human beings, we have a certain intelligence that we can make a comparison of certain results after choose the best.
因为就即便是在物质的理解中，在我们的这个人类所具有的智性下，我们也都知道，就是有些事情是应该做的，就有些事情是不应该做的，因为它会给别人造成伤害。
But whatever we do, it's always selfish.
但是无论我们做什么，总是自私的。
It's selfish motivated.
因为是一种自私的驱动。
Yes, we may say, oh well, but I'm trying to do good work to help my children, to help my husband, to help my family.
但是也许可能我会说，那我是在尽心尽力的干活，然后呢能够帮助我的孩子，帮助我的家人，帮助我的丈夫。
Yeah, it's also selfish.
但是这也是自私的。
It's what you call self-extended.
这被称为叫就是以自我为延展的。
Some people are really extremely selfish. They only think about themselves.
那有些人呢是极度的自私，因为他只会想自己。
But most people, they think about others, at least those who are very close to them, family members, the loving ones.
但是呢还是大部分的人还是会为别人着想的，特别是对那些自己身边的人，自己非常爱的人。
But it's also selfish.
但也是自私的。
Because it's connected with my selfish interest. They are my family, they are my beloved ones, so I have to take care of them because I feel good if I take care of them, otherwise I'll feel very bad.
因为呢这些都是跟个人的利益相连接在一起的，因为他们是我爱的人，他们是我的家人，所以说呢我就必须要对他们好点，如果要是不对他们好的话呢，那我自个儿就会觉得很过意不去。
That's why ultimately bad or good activities in the material platform are all bad.
所以说呢终结来说在物质的层面，无论是好的活动还是不好的活动都是不好的。
Because the result is a material reward.
因为它的结果是物质的获得。
Yes, if you do good work, we have good material rewards.
但是如果你要是做了好事的话呢，你就会有好的物质上的回报。
And this is what most people think about religion.
那么这个是大部分的人对于宗教的概念。
Or about morality.
或者是对道德的理念的概念。
If you do good work, we reap good fruits, good results.
如果要是你 ，sorry, if you do good work.
If you do good work, we reap, we recall, we harvest good results.
Okay, okay. 那么如果我们要是做了好事的话呢，那我们就会得到好的结果，就是善有善报。
If you do sinful activities, then we harvest very sinful results, painful results.
如果要是犯了罪的话，那我们所得到的就是非常的痛苦的结果，就是恶有恶报。
And we see in all religious societies, in all religious schools or moral schools.There are always certain things that we are encouraged to do, good activities that we encourage to do, and bad activities that we are discouraged to do.
所以呢，无论在各种各样的这种宗教的教导，还有各种各样的道德理念的教导中，都是在教育我们要做好事儿，而不要去做坏事儿。
And this we inherit when we take birth, we inherit from our parents, and then we inherit from our teachers, and we inherit from the social government.
而且这个呢也是来自于我们的家长，我们的老师，还有我们的这个社会的政府所给我们的教导。
Beginning first with our parents.
当然，首当其冲的是来自于我们的家长。
When we start learning, our parents, we are little children. Our parents already say, "No, don't do this. Don't do. I do like this. Do like this." So there's a certain code of conduct.
所以就当我们小的时候呢，我们的家长就会经常会跟我们说，不能干这件事儿，你得那么做。所以呢，我们实际上是有一些这个道德规范的，也是一些这种行为规范的。
So the idea is that by acting according to the guidance of our parents, the guidance of our teachers or society, we are going to be good people, accepted good people.
所以如果我们要是按照我们的家长老师还有社会教我们的这种理念去行动的话，那我们就能够把自己塑造成是一个好人。
But this is not really, it's a very petty kindness.
但是呢，这对于善良来说呢，只不过是非常小的一部分。
It's very little goodness in that.
所以呢，这么做只是获得了非常微小的一点善良。
In goodness, in real goodness in the material world, we should be self-control, we should be sober.
那在这个物质世界的真正的善良，意味着我们必须要自我控制，我们必须要冷静严肃。
We should be very clean.
我们要很洁净。
And you see, most of these principles of things of goodness are not really much taught in society anymore. So it's just very basic, very shallow.
但是我们可以看到，这个善良中所包括的很多内容，已经不会再在这个社会或者学校中去教导了。所以呢，我们现在所了解的这个善良是非常的肤浅的。
Just try to keep face.
只不过呢，就是要让我们不要丢面子的那种善良。
Yeah, keep face for ourselves and for our family. Those who are keep good face for those who surround us And we just act in that way, but it's not really very elevated principles.
就是为了要保持我们自己以及和我们周边的人的这种颜面，然后我们要以这样的一种方式去活动。 但其实呢，它并不是真正的能够提升我们。
Does not award us any spiritual benefit.
而且呢，这些也不会给我们带来任何的灵性的益处。
But all the results of our activities performed, even in this platform, material platform, they are awarded by the Lord.
但是呢，我们在这个物质的层面中所从事的任何的活动的这个结果，全部都是由主所给予我们的。
Okay, some people are different from the average. It means they are interested in they understand that there's so much suffering in material world, in material activities, the results are always painful. So they won't forsake material activities.
那有些人呢，由于呢他是比一般人要好一些的，那么他就是超越于普通人的，所以呢他能够理解，在这个物质活动的状态下，在这样的物质层面中的这个活动，他所得到的结果都是非常的痛苦的结果，所以呢他就会摒弃这个物质的活动。
So because no matter if I do good activity or do bad activity, I always suffer the material miseries.
因为如果我要是无论是从事好事儿，就是还是做不好的事情，我总是会在物质的这种存在中去受苦。Either
I'm a pious person or a sinful person, I get disease, I get old, and I have to die.
无论我是一个有罪之人，还是一个虔诚之士，但是呢，我总是会生病，而且呢，我也会受苦，而且我最后还是会死。
If there are material catastrophes, you know, like diseases, like this virus, everybody is affected, the pious and the sinful.
如果要是有任何的自然灾难的话，比如说有疫情的蔓延的话，比如说现在这种病毒，那无论是虔诚的人还是罪恶的人，其实都是会受到影响的。So
some people, very rare people, they understand that the problem is material activities. So they because of material activities, they are bound to material existence. So if they stop material activities, they will stop material existence.
那么所以说，有一些非常罕见的人呢，就是罕有的一些人士呢，他们会觉得，就是由于这些物质的活动，使我们捆缚在了这个物质的存在之中，所以为了要摆脱这个物质存在呢，他就会停止这个物质活动。
So they want to become free from material existence.
这样呢，他就觉得可以摆脱物质存在。
This is already the beginning of some kind of spiritual perfection.
这已经是要得到物质完美的开始了。Because
at least we already identifying that material existence is not our real existence.
对不起，我刚才说错了，就是已经是要得到灵性完美的开始了，因为呢，我们已经意识到了，就是。 我们所处在的任何一个物质的存在的状态都不是我们真正的存在的状态。
Because we want to be happy, we want to live forever, and in material existence, this is not possible.
因为我们希望快乐，我们也希望能够永生，但是在物质的这种存在下是不可能的。Everybody
tries to be happy.
每一个人都试着要快乐。
Everybody wants to live forever. Nobody wants to die.
所有的人都想让自己永生，没有人想死。But
these things are inevitable.
但是呢，这些都是不可避免的。
And so, Agyani, impersonally, is at least they realize that no, our existence should not be a material existence, because material existence just means suffering. It's against our desire.
所以一位非人格主义者，一位盖亚尼思辨师，他至少知道，就是这种物质的存在，它并不是我们真正的存在，它是会让我们很痛苦的一种状态。
Everybody is afraid of death.
所有的人都怕死。
Everybody is afraid of disease. Everybody is afraid of death.
每一个人都害怕生病，每一个人都害怕死亡。
In one sense, it's natural, because by nature we are not supposed to be sick. We are not, we suffer. We are not supposed to die.
那么从某种意义上来讲呢，这其实也是很讲得通的，因为我们本来就不应该去受苦，不应该死，也不应该受到这种病苦。
So we take it again, the example of this coronavirus.
比如说我们还是用这个新冠病毒来做一个例子。
Suddenly, people became more afraid of getting sick and dying because of this disease.
那么, you mean people become afraid of sick than die?
Getting disease, yeah, and sick and die, yes.
Okay. 那么就是由于现在的这种病毒的这个疫情，导致了人们害怕生病，而且害怕死。
But disease and death had been always there.
但是呢，生病和死亡其实一直都是存在的。
It's just that in illusion or in ignorance, we try to not think.That we are going to suffer, we try to think that we are not going to die.
但是就是由于我们的无知以及我们所处在的这种幻象，使我们不想去想我们有可能会受苦，我们有可能会生病，我们有可能会死，不愿意去想这些事儿。
So this coronavirus is just coming as a warning. Yes, disease is there and you can die.
那这个冠状病毒其实对我们来说只不过是一个警告，告诉我们我们是有可能生病的，而且呢我们也是会死的。
Suddenly people are becoming more aware of that.
那突然之间呢，就使得人们就更加的清晰的意识到了这一点。
And look at what many people are doing already.
那我们现在来看看很多人都已经做了什么。
Many people are trying toEat a more healthy food.
那现在有更多的人正试着要吃更健康的食物。
Now most people are becoming more aware of cleanliness.
而现在呢，又更多的人开始意识到了洁净的重要性。
They know they have to keep always very clean because if you're not clean, you can more easily attract this virus.
那他就意识到了必须要总是保持洁净，因为如果是不干净的话呢，就更加的容易被染上这个病毒。
So it's a good effect.
所以呢，这是一个很好的效果。其实并不是这个病毒它在杀死人们。
Because there are virus always existing and bacteria that have been killing much more people than this virus.
其实呢，有各种各样的病毒，有各种各样的细菌，比我们现在这新冠病毒要杀人杀的多多了。
Common flu kills much more people every year than this virus can kill.
就是这种正常的流感，每年使人们死亡的这个这个死亡的人数要远远的高于新冠病毒致死的死亡率。
Not to speak of the millions and millions of people that are dying every year because of so many other diseases that have been there for a long, long, long time.
所以呢，就更不用提，其实已经其他的各种各样的疾病导致的成千上万的人的每年的死亡，而这些疾病呢，已经存在了很长很长的时间了。
There, Their diseases were killing much, much more people than this virus is killing.
所以说呢，有很多的疾病要比现在的这个新冠病毒导致的死亡要高得多得多。
So why we are panicking now?
可是为什么我们现在会如此的恐慌呢？
Oh, I don't want to get sick. I don't want to die.
哦，我可不想病，我可不想死。
So it's just a warning.
所以这是一个警告。
Is Krishna giving a warning to material nature? Just to realize the precarious situation of his this material existence. You, a little virus can make you kill you.
所以呢，这是 Krishna 他通过物质自然，他通过这种自然的现象给了我们一个警告。那么就告诉我们，其实在这个物质世界的这个生存是非常的可怕的。
嗯。And for us aspiring devotees, it's also a warning.
那么对于我们这些想要成为奉献者的人来说呢，也是一个警告。
A reminder.
是一个提醒。
In this material world, there is a danger at every step.
在这个物质世界每一步都是危险。
And we should not think that we are going to prepare ourselves to die only when you get very old.
而且呢，我们不要认为只有当我们人近暮年以后，我们才去为我们的死亡准备筹措。
And meanwhile, we take it easy. We don't endeavor very much.
就是现在这会儿呢，我们只要舒舒服服的过日子就好了，我们不需要为此而努力。
We can postponing our seriousness for the future. Well, when I get older, I'll become more serious about my practice, about my spiritual commitments.
关于我的灵性上的承诺，关于我的灵性上的修习，我等到我老了以后再说吧。我现在这会儿还不用着急呢。
So we tend to take it for granted.
所以呢，我们就有点想当然。
Srila Prabhupada said, the problem with our devotee.
Srila Prabhupada 说，我们的奉献者的所面对的问题就是，我们根本就不怕死。
Because they don't think about.
因为根本就没有想这件事儿。
But he also said, actually we should live every moment.As it is the last moment we have.
但事实上呢，我们应该是把每一个片刻都认为是我们的最后一个片刻。
For a materialistic person, this is a very pessimistic type of thought.
但是呢，对于一个物质主义者来说呢，这是非常消极的想法。
Ah, why are you thinking like that? You can die at every moment, so how can you live?
Oh, 你怎么能这么想呢？每一刻都是死亡的那一刻，那这样你还怎么过日子呀？
But it's true. At every moment, life of this body can be taken away.
但是这的确就是一个事实，因为在每一刻我们都有可能离开这具躯体。
But we know, as aspiring devotees, we know, we have already the understanding that actually we will not die, we will be just transferring from this body to another body.
但是呢，作为我们想要成为奉献者的这些人来说呢，其实我们已经知道，其实我们是不会死的，那么我们只是从这一具躯体被转到了另外一具躯体之中。
So this virus is a reminder for the materialistic people that death is there always, and also for the devotees to become more, a little bit more serious about their spiritual commitments.
所以说呢，这个病毒对于物质主义者来说呢，是一个提醒，是一个警告，就是死亡是在那里的。那么对于奉献者来说呢，也是一种提醒，就是告诉我们要对于我们的这个灵性的休息要更加的认真，因为呢，在每一刻都是有危险的。
It's not about how many people are dying with this virus, because the people are dying with this virus is nothing compared with how many people are dying from other reasons.
其实由这个病毒所造成的死亡并不是什么大惊小怪的事儿，因为和其他的死亡的原因比起来，所造成的这个数量和这个病毒所造成的死亡根本就没法相比。
Now, because the restrictions about association, so the devotees are not having so much physical associations, programs, etc. as they used to have in the past.
当然，由于现在这个状态呢，使得奉献者之间的这个联谊不能够像以前那样有更多的亲身的联谊了，就是大家在一起的联谊。
So it's also a reminder to make us think now how important, how valuable is actually the association of devotees to be with them, to share our thoughts, our realization, our feelings with them and make friends with them. It's so important.
那么这对于我们来说也是一个提醒，来提醒我们真正能够和奉献者一起联谊是多么的珍贵，多么的重要。和奉献者一起能够交流我们的思想，交流我们的体会，能够在一起，这是多么重要的一种体验和经历。
And because of this situation, we cannot be with them.
但是就是由于现在这个状况，使得我们没有办法和奉献者们在一起。
So it makes us think how important is the association of devotees.
所以这也让我们好好的思考和奉献者的联谊是多么的重要。
And it's also a great opportunity, as Brother Charana Prabhu mentioned the other time.
那在上一周呢，Brother Charana Prabhu 他提到了另外一个非常重要的一点。
It's an opportunity since we have to stay home, most of us cannot even go to work.And you have to stay home, so you have more opportunities to cultivate better our Krishna consciousness.
由于现在呢，我们有很多人是留在家里的，我们也没有办法出去，没有办法去上班，所以说呢，我们现在是有一个很好的在家里面的机会，去培养我们的 Krishna 知觉的机会，认真的培养我们 Krishna 知觉的机会。
And this is also a fantastic opportunity.To give Krishna consciousness to others.
而且这也是一个绝妙的把 Krishna 知觉给予他人的机会。
Because many people, most of people are becoming much more sober about life because there is a great danger they experience, or at least they are aware of a great danger around them.
因为呢，现在大部分的人呢，都会更加的冷静的去思考。生命的意义，因为他们真正的体验到了，其实危险就在他们身边的。
So they are being reminded that there is danger.
他们被提醒了是有危险的。
So they tend to become more sober.
所以呢，他们就会变得更加的清醒、冷静。
It's serious. At any time we can be taken away.
所以呢，这也是一个挺严肃的事儿，就是任何时刻都有可能把我们带走。
This has been always there, but now they are becoming aware because of this virus.
其实这个事情呢，始终都是存在的，但是由于现在这个病毒的状况，使得我们被提醒了，意识到了这一点。
So when people are sober about life and death, then it's a good opportunity to explain the basic principles of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna? Dana Kelly? Are you there?
No, you're back.
Did you translate what I said?
No, I didn't, because I didn't hear the whole thing.
People are more conscious. They are becoming more conscious about life and death.
那么人们呢，现在就对于这个生命的意义，就是对于这个生死这件事情，要更加的有觉知。
So it's a great opportunity to explain the basic things that we learn in Krishna consciousness, that we are not these bodies.
所以说呢，这是一个非常好的一个机会，让我们来解释Krishna 知觉的一些基础的教导。比如说，我们不是这具躯体。
Yes, we are giving very great importance to this. But life is not the body, is coming from something else.
的确，我们被赐予了很重要的这个生命，但是这个生命呢，它并不是来自于这具躯体，它是来自于更高的层面。
Body came to existence at the time of the birth, and body will be disintegrated at the time of death. But real life is not dependent on the body.
当我们出生的时候呢，我们就得到了这具躯体，但是当我们死亡的时候呢，这具躯体就消失了。但是我们本身这个本真的生命，它并不是依赖于这具躯体的存在而存在的。
So you can learn and you can study from the Bhagavad Gita, the first verses of a second chapter, where Krishna speaks about this science of the soul. You can learn very important arguments to present to people around you to make them feel a little bit more comfortable, more secure.
所以呢，我们可以认真的学习《圣典不加瓦坛》第，sorry，《圣典不加梵歌》第二章的前几节诗。这里面呢，就是 Krishna 就很好的解释了关于这个生命的存在、灵是生命的这个存在的这个话题。所以，当我们很好的这个研习它之后呢，我们可以向我们周围的人去宣讲，使得身边的人呢也都会有这种安全感。
So most people now, because of this pandemic, most people now are sober. They can hear these things.
那就是由于这个疫情的蔓延，使得很多人现在处于很沉着冷静的状态，使得他就可以听进去这样的信息。
It's a good opportunity to instill this knowledge into the hearts of many, many people.
所以呢，现在是一个把这门知识注入到很多人的内心的绝好的机会。
Begin with those very close to you.
当然，你先要从你身边的和你很亲近的人做起。
You don't need to speak about God.
你不用说神，不用提神。
If you know that people don't like to hear about God, religion, don't speak about God, just speak about science, spiritual science.
那如果要是大家如果要是觉得人家对于这个神呐，接受不了的话，那我们根本就不用提这样的话题，我们只要说一些关于这个生命的科学就好了。
And don't speak about soul. Soul also has a religious connection. So don't say soul. Don't speak about soul.
而且呢，我们也不用提关于灵魂这个字眼儿，因为灵魂呢，好像也跟这个宗教，有密切相关的关系，所以不用提及它。
So just speak about the self.
所以我们只要说，就是说自我就好了。
Yeah, we ourselves. Yes.
对，我们就说我们自己。
Why we are afraid of dying?
那我们为什么会注定会死呢？
We are all everybody is afraid of dying, and now even more because of this virus.
那么为什么就是所有的人都会就是有这个死亡的这个命运，而且呢，特别是现在这个疫情的这个影响，使得好像更多人都会面临死亡。
But if you are afraid of dying, it means we think that we should be always existing.
就是为什么所有人都会害怕死亡，特别是现在疫情的影响，使得更多人都害怕死亡。那之所以这样的原因，是因为我们想着我们是存在的。
we think or feel that we should be always existing.
那我们觉得我们感受到我们是应该总是存在着的。
But we know everybody who takes birth eventually dies. It's happening, has been happening since history, the beginning of history, as much as we can record. People are taking birth and grow old and die. This is happening to everyone.
但是呢，就自从有历史以来，任何一个出生了的人，他就一定注定会死亡，这是不可避免的。
It's an unavoidable thing.
所以呢，这是一个不可避免的事实。
Why we are so afraid? Why we just don't accept it?
所以为什么我们这么害怕呢？为什么我们不就这么接受它呢？
Because we think wrongly that when the body dies, everything is finished.
因为呢，我们有一个错误的概念，就是我们觉得只要躯体死了，一切都消失了，都结束了。
So this is the good news you can tell them. No. When the body dies, you don't finish.
所以呢，这是一个你可以和大家宣讲的一个好消息，就是当你的躯体死亡的时候，你自己并没有结束。
It's just the body.
所以结束的只是这具躯体。
And then you can also explain by many different arguments how actually you are not the body.
然后呢，你就可以陈述很多的这些论点，就是你怎么就不是这具躯体了。
Why we love ourselves?
我们为什么要爱我们？
We love the body, or we love ourselves.
那么，当我们爱自己的时候，我们到底爱的是谁？我们到底爱的是这具躯体呢，还是我们本真的真我
？I love my father. I love my mother. I love my spouse. I love my children.
我爱我的父亲，我爱我的母亲，我爱我的配偶，我爱我的孩子们。
But who am I really loving?
但是我爱的这些人到底真正都是谁呢？
Is the person, the self, or is the body?
到底我爱的是他们的本真的那个真我呢，还是我爱的是他们的躯体呢？
Certainly it's not the body.
当然并不是这具躯体。
Because when the body dies, we want to get rid of it. We don't want to hug it. We don't want to kiss that body.
因为当这具躯体死亡之后呢，我们想做的事情就是弃掉这具躯体。我们并不想再去抱这个躯体或者亲吻这具躯体。
We want to get rid of that body.
我们就是想把这具躯体给扔掉。
Burn it, bury it.
我们要不然就把它烧了，要不然就把它埋起来。
We don't want to hug that body anymore.
我们再也不想去拥抱这具躯体了。
Why? It shows that we didn't love the body. Love is the person that was inside the body.
那么这就意味着，其实我们爱的并不是这具躯体，我们爱的是住在这具躯体里面的那个真人。
And everybody says when you speak about somebody.Who has left in the family? Where is your father? Where is your grandfather? And they say, oh, he's gone. That's what everybody say. Oh, he's gone. Dead. He's gone.
就比如说呢，家里面，比如说祖父，祖母如果是去世了的话，我们的描述是这样说的：人家在问你，那奶奶、爷爷去了哪里？我们都会说，哦，他已经走了。其实他已经就是死了，但是我们会说他已经走了。
Yeah, it's over.I mean, it's gone. I mean, how is gone? The body's dead. The body's there. How we say it's gone?
那么其实这就是躯体死了，但是我们说他走了。
The body's there. How we say it's gone?
Okay. 那么但是呢，这个躯体就还在那儿呢，你怎么能说他走了呢？
No, because they know that body is not anymore the loving one. That body is something that we get rid of. The person is gone.
因为他们知道，其实呢，就是这具躯体已经不再是他所爱的那个人了，就是这个他所爱的那个人住在那个躯体里面的那个人走了。
So who we love is the soul, is not the body.
所以我们到底爱的是谁？我们爱的是灵魂，并不是这具躯体。
Because the soul is life, not the body. The body is just an instrument.
因为呢，就是真正的这个生命呢，是由灵魂而产生的，并不是这具躯体。这具躯体它只不过是一个工具。
The body seems alive because the soul with life is inside.
躯体看起来活着的原因，就是由于它里面住着有生命的灵魂。
But we know when you die, you see it's gone. You say it's gone means it's different from the body.
但是呢，当这个躯体走死了以后呢，我们就说他走了，就因为这个住在里面的人走了，所以说呢，这会儿这具躯体和他人在里面住的时候已经不是一回事了。
So we should not be worried about dying because that's not a real problem.
所以呢，我们不应该担忧死亡，因为这并不是真正的麻烦。
What we should try to understand is the existence of the soul, because this is our real self.
因为我们要试着理解关于灵魂的存在，因为那才是我们本真的真我。
We have to learn more about the soul.
我们必须要了解关于灵魂更多的知识。
Because the soul is our real self.
因为灵魂是我们的真我。
And why we love the soul?
那么为什么我们会爱这个灵魂呢？
Because the souls are all parts and parcels of Krishna, the supreme soul.
因为灵魂它是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分， Krishna 是至尊的灵魂。
So ultimately, we love Krishna, and because we love Krishna, we love all other souls.
那总结来说呢，我们是爱 Krishna 的，就是由于我们爱 Krishna， 所以我们才会爱所有其他的灵魂。
So this is what we should try to find out.
那么这也是我们要试着去发现的信息。
What is actually our loving relationship with Krishna?
也就是我们必须要去发现我们和 Krishna 之间的爱的关系到底是什么。
And how we share that love with other souls.
以及如何把这份爱和其他的灵魂们分享。
Because that's really love.
因为那才是真正的爱。
It's not like the love I thought I was giving to the person by serving the body, and when the body die, I think I don't love that person anymore because he's gone.
并不是说呢，我把这个爱给了，我把我的爱和服务都给了，灵魂所居住的那具躯体。然后呢，等到这个躯体死了以后呢，我就觉得这爱已经不在那儿了。
After some time, I forget this person I used to love.
而且呢，过了一段时间之后呢，我就把这个我曾经爱过的人都给忘了。
But if you develop a real sense of love, love for the soul, love for the supreme soul, then that love is not terminated with the death because it's nothing to do with the material body.
但是如果你真的要是培养出了对灵魂以及对这个至尊的灵魂 Krishna 的这种爱的话，那么对于这个就是。以前对于这个在躯体中的这个灵魂的这种爱是不会消失的，因为你对他的爱跟他的躯体根本就没有任何的关系。
So the impersonalists they realize that their existence is eternal. They exist eternally.
那么非人格主义者呢，他能够意识到他的存在是永恒的。
They realize that they are spirit, they are not matter.
而且他也能够意识到他是灵性的，他并不是物质的。
But they don't know about spiritual existence.
但是他并不知道关于灵性存在方面的信息。
Because existence means sharing, loving reciprocations, loving feelings with others. This is what means to exist.
因为存在也就意味着你必须要分享回应彼此之间的爱的沟通，那么这个才是存在的展现。
That's what means life. Life means enjoying loving relationships with others.
那么这也是生命的意义所在。那么生命活着也就意味着你是要和其他的人一起来享受。
Without loving exchanges, we don't really exist.
如果是没有爱的交流互换的话，我们其实并没有真正的存在。
That's why many people who have no loving relationships with others who are lonely, they eventually commit suicide.
也就为什么并没有和其他的人有爱的交流和互换的人，他会感到非常的孤独，最终呢还会自杀。
So to realize that we are spiritual, but we're not realizing our loving relationships with Krishna and others is like spiritual suicide.
所以说，如果只意识到了我们是灵性的，但是没有意识到和Krishna 至尊的灵魂以及和其他的灵魂之间的这种爱的关系的话，那其实就像是灵性的自杀一样。
So we have to go beyond this understanding of our spiritual eternity. We have to realize that we have a loving, eternal loving existence, a loving exchanges with the Supreme Lord and all other individual souls.
所以呢，我们就必须要超越于这个灵性的存在，而要在之上感知到和其他的灵魂以及和Krishna 之间的这种永恒的关系。然后从而能够相互的交流和互动，然后呢能够去感受爱的互换互动。
And Krishna reciprocates in what kind of a loving relationship we want to have with him, Krishna reciprocates in the same way.
然后呢 Krishna 他就会给予回应，那么当我们在内心中对 Krishna 有这种爱的心愿的时候呢，那么他也会给我们有回应。
Krishna makes us his eternal associates.
那么他会把会融入他的永恒的同游。
To enjoy as much as he enjoys.
那他会给我们同样的去享受的机会，就像他所享受到的这些快乐是一样的。
Eternally.
是永恒的。
So this is the goal of our life.
所以这是我们生命的目标。
So at least try to introduce the concept of the eternal self to people around you because they are here, they are sober because of this virus, they are afraid of dying.
所以呢，至少要把我们的这个自我，就是这个真我的永恒的存在的这个信息，要和我们身边的人去分享，或者是更多的人去分享。因为现在就是由于这个疫情病毒的这个原因呢，使得大家现在都变得很冷静，而且所以他就能够接受这样的信息了。
It's a great opportunity to speak about stopping meat eating and...killing animals and all that, you know.
所以呢，这也是一个很好的机会去劝导大家停止吃肉，不要再杀戮动物。
But that's not the most important. The most important is they start understanding who they are. This is very important because people are very confused about their identity.
但是呢，这并不是最重要的。最重要的呢是，现在他们可以是慢慢的理解了自己本真的身份，因为人们呢就是对自己的这个身份呢，实际上是非常的困惑的。
This is the greatest disease in this material world: the illusion about our real self, thinking that we are these bodies. This is the greatest disease.
那么，对于我们的本真的身份的困惑。然后呢，觉得我们就是这具躯体的这样的认同， 这其实是这个世界上的最大的最严重的一个疾病。
This is the most dangerous thing.
而且这也是最危险的事情。
The greatest problem.
也是最大的问题所在。
So at least us as aspiring devotees, we should be more conscious of this, that we are not these material bodies.
那么至少我们这些想要成为奉献者的人，我们应该对于这个问题呢要更加的有觉知，我们要时刻的意识到我们并不是这具躯体。
We hear devotees, we should chant this mantra with names of Krishna that can get rid of all diseases, or you should chant more the Nishinga mantra to be protected.But it's not, this is not the real purpose of chanting Krishna's names.
那我们有的时候奉献者会说呢，就是我们应该念诵这个 Krishna 的名字，然后呢念诵主女心哈的祷文，这样的话我们就能够得到保护，然后呢不会被病毒或者被这个疾病所感染。但其实这并不是念诵 Krishna 的名字的最主要的恰当的原因。
These bodies are going to die. Never, this virus or other virus or accident or old age, these bodies are going to die. It's inevitable. You don't need to pray for these bodies to stay because they will not stay.
因为呢，我们的这个身体呢是不可避免的会死亡的，无论是这样的病毒或者那种病毒，或者是老年，就是这个岁数大了，或者是由于一些这个意外的事件，那么都会导致这个躯体最终的死亡。所以呢，我们根本就不需要去祈祷我们的这个身体的不断的这种存在，因为这是不可避免的，会没有的，会消失的。
We pray to the Lord, we pray to Nishingadeva to protect us from illusion.
但我们应该向主祈祷，向主Nishingha祈祷，我们不要在处于虚幻之中。
Makes us always conscious that we are Krishna's eternal servants.
让我们总是能够意识到我们是主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，这是我们要祈祷的内容。
And to become more serious in our surrender to Krishna.
并且呢，要让我们更加认真地臣服于 Krishna。
So this is a wonderful warning this virus is bringing. This is a blessing in disguise.
那么所以说呢，这个病毒对于我们来说是一个非常美妙的提醒，这是一个被隐藏起来的祝福，也就是说焉塞翁失马焉知非福。
We can learn so many things, we can be conscious of so many things, and it's a great opportunity to help other people to understand so many important things.
那我们可以从中呢学到很多的东西。我们也可以觉悟到很多东西，而且呢，我们也可以，帮助身边很多其他的人学到很多重要的信息。
A great opportunity to share this basic knowledge with everybody around us. Great opportunity.
所以呢，这是和我们身边的每一个人分享这非常基础的信息的绝妙的机会。
And for us individually, an opportunity to make our commitments, our surrender become a more serious thing, to be more committed, to be more serious in our practices, because we don't want to remain stuck in this material existence. We want to go back to Krishna.
而且对于我们在修习的这些奉献者来说呢，我们也可以利用这个机会，使得自己的修习变得更加的认真，然后让自己的这个承诺呢也更加的深切。因为我们不想让自己始终束缚在这物质世界里面，因为这个地方是非常痛苦的，我们希望能够回到 Krishna 那里去。
Yes, certainly we have to take precautions as they warn us to take precautions about our health to not contract disease. Yes, we should do that. We should preserve these bodies as much as we can because it's a very useful instrument in serving Krishna. But it's only for that purpose.
但与此同时呢，我们确实要非常的小心，要保护好自己，然后不要让自己受到感染。 我们要很好的去保护我们的身体，因为这个身体呢，它的确是一个让我们服务 Krishna 的一个非常好的工具，所以我们要保护好它。但是呢，我们的这个身体其实它所存在的意义就是为了去服务 Krishna， 这是唯一的目的。
But we are not just concerned about maintaining these bodies and not doing more than just that.
但是呢，我们不要这个过度的去考虑去维系我们的身体。
These bodies are meant to serve Krishna.
我们的这个身体它所处，我们的身体它存在的目的就是为了要去服务 Krishna。
And that's the only reason why you should keep our bodies fit and healthy so we can serve Krishna nicely.
那么这也是唯一的我们要保持我们的身体健康强壮的目的，因为只有在这样的状态下我们可以服务 Krishna。
So the more we develop that sense of service to Krishna, the importance of serving Krishna,then eventually when death comes, we are ready to take and face it because we know service to Krishna will continue. We will not be stopped by the death of the body.
所以说如果我们要是培养出了始终要服务 Krishna 的这种服务的情感的话，那么当我们面对死亡的那一刻的时候呢，我们也就能够坦然地接受了，因为我们知道就是死亡，即使是死亡也不会停止我们对 Krishna 的服务，在死亡之后对 Krishna 的服务是依然继续的。
So read from Bhagavad Gita beginning in the second chapter beginning in text 11, read until text 30 or 32, read all those verses because these are the basic knowledge about the soul.
So, chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11 and 30 to 32.
Until 33.
Okay. 所以呢，我们要认真的研习圣典薄伽梵歌的第二章的第十一世节到三十三世节。因为在这里面都告诉了我们。
The basic. And the purpose we get so many good arguments to convince people about their real identity.
因为这些呢都是关于我们本真身份的非常的基础的信息，而且呢在舍罗帕帕的要旨里面呢就给了我们很多的去说服别人我们如何我们的这个本真身份是什么的要点。
So this is the most important thing to help people to understand who they are, because this is a real thing.
所以呢这些都是真实的信息，能够帮助人们去了解他们本真的身份到底都是谁，到底我们都是谁。
Okay, we stop here.
好，我们的讲课的部分呢就先到这儿。Yes, there are questions. 大叔。
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the first one is from 云云 Mataji.问题是奉献者如何与家人进行世俗礼节上的交往，比如别人因为一些喜事给了我们家红包，我们下次也要回礼给回去吗？还是我们直接拒绝那些需要回礼的红包？This question has nothing to do with the class of today, but is a question. It's from Yun Yun Mataji. She's saying that how the devotees responding the worldly etiquette with the family members. For example, because of the wedding or whatever the festivity activities, we received some red packet with money from the relatives. Does that mean that the next time we need to give the money back?With some other excuses, or this time we just the director rejected not receiving that amount of money.
Receive and use in Krishna's service and they will be benefited.
你应该接受这个红包，然后呢把这个红包呢你的这个钱用作对 Krishna 的服务之中，然后就使得给您红包的那家人他们就能够从中获益。
And the next time you are supposed to reciprocate, give them a little, a nice bag with Mahaprasada cookies that you prepare, or that some devotees around you prepare nice cookies, nice prasadam, offer that to them. You don't need to offer them money.
然后下次等您要回礼的时候呢，您回给他的礼是装一包非常精美的烹制的 Mahaprasada， 无论是您自己烹制的呀，或者说是这个您身边的奉献者所做的一些小点心啊什么之类的，把这个回给他们。
So you use the money they give you to buy the ingredients and you cook nice prasada for them. This is the best way to reciprocate.
所以呢，您就用他们给您的这个钱，就买了制作 prasadam 用的这些物品，然后呢，再把它制作成 prasadam 再还给他们。那么这是对他们最好的回应。
Make sure you put in very nice, in nice bags, very nice, very beautiful, very nicely closed, very attractive. So looks like really a nice gift.
但是呢。这份礼物呢，你一定要把它包装的非常的精美，要把它看成是一个非常的就是精美的、澄澄气气的一件真正的礼物。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的阿叔，请问圣帕帕德说，解决了灵性的问题，就解决了所有的问题，包括物质的问题。如何在现实里执行这条训令呢？感恩。翻译，谢谢 Mataji. Hare Krishna, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you, dear Ashu. My question is that Srila Prabhupada said that if we can solve the spiritual issues, then all of the issues will be solved, including the material issues. So in our daily life, how to put this in practice?
Yes, if you become more conscious of Krishna,then will not be affected by these family problems and all these problems around you. And you will be able to always give an advice that is inspired by Krishna and can really make them feel satisfied without being too involved in their problems.
那如果你要是真的内心中常想着 Krishna 的话，那你就不会被身边的这些家庭的事物所影响，而且呢在您内心中呢，实际上是会得到Krishna 所给您的这种指导，然后呢，会点拨您去应对和家人之间所有的这些事情，然后就不会被其所打扰。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a family of 11 children.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他有一个拥有11个孩子的大家庭。
And every day you would spend just half an hour to solve all the family problems.
只花半个小时的时间来解决所有的家庭问题。
And because his advices were so Krishna conscious, everybody was satisfied.
而且呢，就是由于他所给每人的这个建议呢，全部都是处于深度的 Krishna 知觉之中的，从而使得所有的人都感到很满足。
So if we become more Krishna conscious, then naturally we can help better those around us.
所以如果我们要是自己处在很好的 Krishna 知觉之中，那我们就很自然的能够更好的帮助我们身边的人。
So that's why it's very important to become Krishna conscious.
也就是这个原因呢，使得我们让自己变得 Krishna 具有 Krishna 知觉是非常重要的。
That's why we are practice. We have a very, very rigorous practice to become Krishna conscious.
那也就是为什么我们会要练习，我们要习练，我们有这种每日的修炼，让自己变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
Otherwise, without being Krishna conscious, whatever help we may give to others is a temporary help.
因为如果要是没有 Krishna 知觉的话，我们所给别人的这种任何的帮助都是临时的帮助。
Superficial.
对，都是一些浮于表面的帮助。
We want really to help them, and in order to help them, we have to first help ourselves. We have to become Krishna conscious.
所以呢，我们希望帮助别人，但是在帮助别人之前呢，我们首先先要帮助自己。帮助自己就让自己变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
So charity starts at home.
我们的布施呢，是从自己。的家人开始，或者从自己家里开始。
Start with yourself.
对，是从你自己开始。先对自己布施。
And then you can, help others.
然后你才可以去帮助别人。
Otherwise, whatever help you may give is just is a temporary, superficial help.
否则的话，你所给予的这个帮助呢，只不过是一些浮于表面的临时的帮助而已。
So endeavor to practice nicely to become more Krishna conscious is very, very urgent.
所以说呢，我们非常要急切做的一件事情呢，就是要非常的努力的让自己真正的具有 Krishna 知觉。
Next question.
The next question is still from Radhananda Madhaji. Hare Krishna, 非常感恩敬爱的阿叔。事实上，阿叔今天早晨，早课上所讲的一切都是在注解圣帕帕德所说的那句话，可以这样理解吗？所说的那句话，您说的那句话就是解决了，就是您上面那句那个问题那句话吗？解决灵性的问题就解决了所有的问题，是不是这意思？我先翻给阿叔听啊。阿叔 ，I think Madhaji's question is that Hare Krishna very appreciate your lecture of this morning. As a matter of fact, your whole lecture of this morning is trying to explain the statement from Srila Prabhupada, right? I assume that the statement she's referring here is that when we solve the spiritual issues, then all the issues has been solved, including the material issues.
Yes,
and she asked
right.
me, 是的，是的，的确如此。
Yes, it is that. Yes, there is no material solution to material problems. Srila Prabhupada said.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，没有物质的解决方案去解，就是对物质的问题是没有物质的解决方案去解决的。
The only solution is a spiritual solution.
因为唯一的解决方案是灵性的解决方法。
Because it's all the problems we have is because of our misunderstanding about our real self.
因为我们所面对的所有的问题全部都是由于对自己的误解而理解而产生的问题。
So when we understand that we are individual souls, part and parcel of Krishna's eternal servant, then everything falls in place. When you start acting in that platform, all the problems disappear. Because the problem, material problems are just created by illusion.
所以呢，就是当我们了解了我们是灵性的灵魂，我们是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，我们是 Krishna 永恒的仆人的时候，其实所有的问题都迎刃而解了。因为所有的这些问题呢，其实全部都是由于我们的对于自己的本真身份的误解，而出于这个虚幻的这种状态下而产生的问题。
Hare Krishna， 这是来自荣的提问，谢谢阿叔和翻译，今天的内容好感谢。我想问，好像远古的时候，世界，不知能否一样称为人类世界？世界中有神、半神人、人、动物、植物。生活在同一个空间中，但为什么现在只看见人呢？还有 Krishna 在现今的社会，他还会来到我们这个人类空间显化为某个人类吗？
The lecture of this morning was a very nice content. My question is that in the ancient times, I don't know we can call those time as the time for the human world. However, in the ancient time, there were God, a demigod, human, animal, a plant. They are living in the same space. However, why now we only can see human in the space? We cannot really see the God. Yeah, we cannot see the God and the demigod. And the second half, I think, related. 还有 Krishna 现今的社会，他还会来到我们这个人类空间显化为某个人吗？ And also for Lord Krishna, for the current age, will he still come to this material world and manifest as a personality or as a human among us?
cannot see because we don't have the eyes to see.
那我们其实现在看不见的原因呢，是因为我们现在没有能够看到他的眼睛。
In Kali Yuga, we are not qualified.
因为在卡利年代，我们是没有资格的。
The atmosphere is so charged with sinful activities that the demigods they don't want to come.
而且呢，就是这种氛围呢，使得这些这个半神人他们不想来。
But Krishna is here.
但是 Krishna 就是在这儿的。
Is here? It is only names.
那么 Krishna 是在他的圣名里面显现的。
When you chant the holy names purely.
那么当你非常纯粹的去念诵圣名的时候。
Means free from offenses.
也就是说没有冒犯的时候。
When you start develop love for Krishna.
那么当你开始培养出对 Krishna 的爱的时候。
Then you're going to realize Krishna's form.
那然后呢你就可以开始去觉知到 Krishna 的形象了。
Then you're going to realize Krishna's qualities.
然后呢你也可以开始觉知到 Krishna 的品质。
Then you're going to see.
然后呢你就可以慢慢的可以看到 Krishna 的逍遥时光了。
And all is going to be manifest through the holy names.
而所有的这一切呢都会在圣名中显现。
It's like a seed inside the everything is already inside the seed. Just a question of time will manifest.
那么就好像是一个种子，这种子里面呢，它其实已经包括了这个树的所有的这些部分，但是呢，它在不同的时候会显现，所以呢，这一切呢，都是一个它什么时候会显现的问题。
So in the holy name, it's already Krishna is already there in the holy name.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 已经在圣名里面了。
That's why you have to chant very carefully.
也就是这个原因呢，我们要非常的仔细的、认真的去念诵。
To put our heart.
而且呢，我们要全心投入的念诵。
Not just mechanical chanting.
而不仅仅是机械的念诵。
Beginning by chanting very attentively and eventually start developing affection for the chanting.
那我们刚开始的时候呢是就是很专注的念诵然后慢慢的呢把它发展成是满怀情感的念诵。
And then Krishna reveals himself to us.
然后 Krishna 就会向我们揭示他自己。
And then you'll see everything. You'll see Krishna, you'll see the demigods, you'll see everybody that you don't see now.
然后呢你就能够看到所有这一切了你就能够看到神看到半神人以及看到你现在所看不到的这些景象。
So begin by chanting the holy names very attentively, very concentrated.
所以说呢我们要开始做的事情就是要非常专注的非常的一心一意的去念诵。
This is the most important thing we have to do.
那么这个是我们需要做的最重要的事情。
More important than eating or breathing or drinking water.
那么这个比吃饭、比喝水，还有比睡觉更加的重要。
This is the real thing.
对，因为这个是真正的要做的事情。
That's why you see all over Srila Prabhupada's books, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna.
这就是为什么我们在阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍里面，他就会反复的让我们强调要 chant, 要念诵 Hare Krishna.
So yes, take that activity very seriously, and then gradually, your heart becomes clean of all misconceptions, and Krishna gradually is going to reveal to you.
所以说呢我们要非常认真的去从事这个活动然后呢以此去清理我们内心的所有的错误的概念然后呢 Krishna 他就会慢慢的向我们揭示他自己了。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Free and Easy Mataji. 感恩阿叔的精彩讲解和翻译的甜美翻译我们怎么能够更好的理解国家梵歌第二章十一世界到第三十世界呢反复朗读是一个好的办法吗？有时候对灵魂的理解，感觉理解了，可是在遇到事情的时候呢，又回到了物质的思维里，总是无法割舍物质的感 Thank you, Ashu, very much for your beautiful lecture this morning. And may I ask you, what is a better way to have a real understanding for the verses from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, from verse 11 to 30? Do you think it's a good way of understanding them from repeated the reading, she's saying about just like a recitation, like read it loudly. Sometimes I feel that I understand, I realize about the knowledge of the soul. But when I encountered any incidents, I feel I'm go back to the material way of thinking. I cannot really detach from the material feelings and senses. So what to do? Thank you very much.
Well, yes, it's a very good idea to read loud and repeat it and even try to memorize some verses, important verses from that section. Yes, it's nice.
就是反复的阅读和反复的朗读，就是发声的这种朗读是很好的方法，而且呢也可以不断的去重复，甚至于呢在这些诗节里面的有一些很重要的诗节去记忆去背诵都是很好的方法。
But this is just a theoretical knowledge.
但是呢，这只是一些理论上的知识。
It is already the right understanding. It is already the proper understanding. But it's just theoretical. It's not yet realized.
但是呢，这已经是一个恰当的正理解，还不是觉悟。
Realization comes through practice.
因为觉悟是来自于实践的。
So by practice of devotional service, these verses start realizing more profoundly the meaning of these verses.
所以呢，通过实践奉献服务，使我们能够更加深刻的去理解这些诗节中的深意。
That's why just reading, it's very good, it's already very good, but it's not sufficient.
所以说呢，如果我们要实时去阅读，这已经是一个非常好的方法，但是还不够。
So if you practice very nicely, everything that we know we have to practice, particularly chanting Hare Krishna very nicely, very attentively, gradually, Krishna reveals more deep meaning about this all these verses that we have read already so many times.
所以呢，就是如果我们要是不断的去练习，而且我们要知道，就是要很好的练习。比如说在念诵的时候，要很好的去念，慢慢的呢 ，Krishna 他就会给我们揭示的更多。那么这些诗节我们可能都已经阅读了很多次了，但是呢，他会让我们理解其中更多的深意。
That's why you can read.Many, many times, millions of times, the Bhagavad Gita, and every time you're going to get a new insight.
那也就是为什么，你可能你都读《博伽梵歌》读了好几百万遍了，但是每一次你都能够得到新的洞见。
Because every time you will realize in more depth.
因为每一次你都会有更深入的理解，更深入的觉知。
Because of practice.
就是由于实践而导致的。
Without practice, it's just theoretical knowledge. Very, very nice knowledge, very, very interesting. But when we are caught in material situations, we are affected like anybody else.
但是如果要是没有实践的话呢，我们所读到的这些信息，它只不过就是，流于这种的支撑的情况下，但我们再回到我们的物质的生活中的时候呢，一切又都恢复打回原形了。
That's why we have to accompany with the practice of the chanting and other rules and regulations that we have to do to purify ourselves. So then we will be able to understand better and better and better.
所以说，为什么在我们读书的时候呢？奉献服务啊，原则呀，那么只有在这样做的这种情况下，我们才能够被配合着越好的、越多的去理解书中的内容。
The next question.
The next question is from Mataji from YY. 灵魂是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，这怎么理解呢？我时常感到我与主是分割的。How to understand that the soul is the part and parcel of the fractal of the Lord? Because I always feel that I'm separated from Him.
Yeah, now we feel, you're right. Now we feel separated from Him because we are not Krishna conscious.
您说的是对的，我们现在确实觉得和他是分开的，原因就是因为我们现在并没有在 Krishna 知觉之中。
So we have that impression that we are separated.
所以呢，我们才会有一个我们是分开的愿这种印象。
We think of Krishna.
我们想着 Krishna.
We don't think.
我们没有想着 Krishna.
We forget that he exists.
我们忘了他是存在着的。所以呢，我们是试着要和它分离而在。
Yeah, that's what the material world is for. The material world is for all those souls who think of themselves separated.
那么，其实这个物质世界它本来就是为了这件事情而设置的。它的设置的目的就是为了让我们觉得我们是和 Krishna 相分离的。
That's why we are here in this material world.
也就是这个原因呢，使得我们现在才会在这儿。
Until one day you realize that we are not separated, we are really part and parcel of Him.
那么直到有一天呢，你能够意识到，我们其实并不是和他分开的，我们是他不可分割的一部分。
Our existence is dependent on Him.
我们的存在呢，实际上是依靠于他而存在的。
As we learn from today's verse and purport, everything we do is given everything we achieve in life is because of Krishna. Everything Krishna gives the results of any activity we perform.
那么其实我们在今天的这个世界的钥匙里面也就学到了，我们所得到的一切，我们所在这个存在中所获得的这一切，其实全部都是他所给予我们的，我们的活动的结果也是他所赐予的。
Is Krishna is maintaining us.
Krishna 在维系着我们。
Is Krishna who is giving us life?
这位 Krishna 他给了我们生命。
So by trying to become more and more conscious of Krishna, then we realize that we are actually part and parcel of Him. Yeah.
所以如果我们要是越来越在 Krishna 知觉之中，那我们就越来越能够意识到我们是他的不可分割的一部分。
We want to be eternal.
我们想要变得永恒。
Yes, because Krishna is eternal.
原因是由于 Krishna 他是永恒的。
So being part and parcel of Krishna, we have the same feeling. We want to be eternal. We don't want to die.
所以呢，作为 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，我们也有同样的这种想法。我们是永恒的，我们不想死。
We want to know everything.
我们想要知道一切。
Because Krishna is in full knowledge, he knows everything.
因为 Krishna 他是具有全然知识的，他无所不晓。
So being part and parcels of Krishna, we don't want to be ignorant. We want to know everything.
所以呢，作为 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，我们就不想让自己处在无知的状态。我们也希望能够无所不知、无所不晓。
And we want to be happy.
而且呢，我们也想要让自己变得快乐。
Because Krishna is the most happy.
因为 Krishna 是最快乐的人。
And because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we also want to be happy.
而且由于我们是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，所以呢，我们也想让自己变得快乐。
So we want to be eternal and happy. It's because Krishna is eternal and happy. So we are part and parcel. Unless we become conscious of Him, that we are really part.
我们是这个我们想要变得永恒，想要变得快乐的原因呢，是因为 Krishna 他是快乐和永恒的。所以如果我们要是处在这个Krishna 的，就是因为我们是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，所以呢，我们也想让自己是快乐和永恒的。那么只有当我们意识到了我们是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分的时候，我们才能够觉悟到这一点。
Until we realize that we are part and parcel of Him, yes, we think we are separated and we cannot be eternal. We cannot experience eternity. We cannot experience happiness. And we are so always so confused about so many things.
但是当我们在没有觉悟到我们是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分的时候，我们就觉得自己是分离而在的，而且也没有觉得自己是永恒的，而且呢也没有觉得自己是快乐的，而且呢我们始终都是处在一种很困惑的状态之下。
So what we are practicing is yes, to become Krishna conscious, to realize that we are actually connected with Krishna. We are his part and parcel, we are like his children.
所以呢我们要练习的就是要让自己习练自己的 Krishna 知觉，然后从而意识到我们是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，然后呢意识到我们其实像他的一个孩子一样，跟他就没有分开过。
We all belong to him, it's like our father.
所以我们大家都是属于他的，他像是我们的爸爸一样。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from 李秀云 Mataji. Hare Krishna, 顶拜敬爱的阿叔，请问身体有病了，是业报，是要不治疗接受，还是看病吃药？ Okay, Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that if we suffered from the disease, is that caused from the karmic reaction?Then do we need to try to treat the disease? Are we trying not to treat this disease, just accept reaction, or I still need to go to see the doctor and take the medicine to heal the disease?
No, to feel disease is a result of is a karmic reaction. Yes, is a fact.
生病呢，它的确是业报的反应，这是事实。
But yes, if you are diseased and if you can cure the disease, we should try.
但是呢，如果是这个病呢是可治的呢，还是应该试着去治病。
Because if you remain in disease condition, it's very difficult for us to use this body in Krishna's service.
因为如果你要是处在疾病的这种状态的话，就很难用这具躯体去为 Krishna 做服务。
It's very, very, our minds become too distressed.
因为这样的话就会使我们的这个心意变得很气馁。
Very difficult to think of Krishna.
也就很难去想着 Krishna.
So as far as possible, we should treat the disease.
所以呢，我们应该尽可能的去治疗我们的疾病。
But if you come to a point that we know we cannot cure the disease.
但是如果要是我们已经意识到了这是一个不治。
Wait on Krishna, chanting the holy names and prepare to leave the body.
那你呢就应该是让自己专注的去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，然后呢做好离开躯体的准备。
Means we understand that Krishna is giving an indication that very soon we are prepared to leave the body in a nice consciousness.
因为呢，就是当我们一个提示，也就意味着我们很快就会离开这具躯体。那么，既然已经知道了这一点，那我们就应该做好准备，让自己有一个准备好了的离开躯体的状态。
But as long as we can take care of the disease, we should do it because this body is a very good instrument to serve Krishna.
但是只要我们还可以去治疗的话，那我们就应该尽量的去治疗这个病，因为呢，这个身体是对 Krishna 服务的一个非常好的工具。
And we need to serve Krishna more in order to become more conscious of him.
而且呢，我们为了要让自己更好的觉知到 Krishna， 我们就应该更好的去服务他。
Next.
The next is from Hare Krishna. 解脱的灵魂没有灵性世界和物质世界之分，只有处在服务 Krishna 之中，就会对于一个制约的灵魂，就是想着回到灵性世界。这个是私人动机吗？纯粹奉爱服务定义中说的，这位奉献者应该是在学习奉爱的甘露课程才会有这个疑惑。Ashu, I will try to explain her question.
More
I think
she said like a comment, no?
Uh, Well, no, it's not really a comment. I think she wanted you clarify something for her. Well, she said that the realized soul actually doesn't care if he or she is in the spiritual world or in the material world. There is no distinction. There is no difference between these two worlds. Because this type of soul is just absorbed in the service to the Lord. However, for a conditioned soul, he is just thinking about to go back to the spiritual world. If in this state he is in the selfish motivation, if he or she in the selfish motivation, because in the nectar of devotion, it is said that for the pure devotional service, is that at all.
Yeah,
something like
so
that.
So to desire to go back to Krishna is not a selfish desire.
首先呢，就是欲求着想要回到 Krishna 身边，这并不是一个自私的想法。
No, because that's our constitution position, and it's what we should do. We should be with Krishna, serving Krishna.
因为和 Krishna 在一起，这本来就是你的原属的所应该处在的一种状态。我们本来就应该和 Krishna 在一起去服务他。
But then when we are with Krishna, when you are Krishna conscious, being here or being there makes no difference.
但是如果你真的要是处在 Krishna 知觉中的话呢，那么你无论是在这儿还是在那儿，其实是没有区别的。
And that you are right, yeah. But when you are self-realized,then to be there or here is the same because we are always engaged in service of Krishna and you always see Krishna everywhere.
所以呢您就说的是对的，就是作为解脱的灵魂来说呢，无论他是在这儿还是在那儿，其实没有区别，都是和 Krishna 在一起，因为他始终是处在 Krishna 之中，始终是为 Krishna 在做着服务，所以呢他能在无处不在的情况下见到 Krishna.
But to desire to be with Krishna and serve Krishna,It's not a selfish motivation.
但是呢，想要和 Krishna 在一起以及服务 Krishna， 这并不是一个私人的动机，自私的动机。
Because it's for
的动机其实也是为了要为 Krishna 做服务。
We want to be with Krishna to serve him, not just to enjoy and to just fooling around. We want to be serving Krishna always.
但是其实我们想要和 Krishna 在一起呢，我们的这个内心的想法呢是，无论在哪儿怎么样都要去服务 Krishna， 而并不是说是到那儿以后呢，就是只是在那儿玩玩闹闹的，然后呢和 Krishna 就那么在一起，也没有说要服务他，而相反想要 Krishna 来服务你，不是这样的一个状态。
That's why the impersonalists are still selfish because they want to be liberated from material existence, but they don't want to serve Krishna. That is selfish.
那也就为什么说是一个非人格主义者，他们其实是自私的，因为呢，他其实是想要从这个物质存在的状态中解脱出来，但是呢，他并没有想着要去服务 Krishna， 所以那是自私的。
They want a spiritual existence, they want to experience eternity and bliss, but they don't want to serve Krishna.
那他们想要这个灵性的存在，希望有一种永恒的处在，而且呢想要一种永恒的极乐，但是呢他并没有想要去服务 Krishna。
So that is selfish.
所以那个是自私。
Krishna is the focus when we want to serve Krishna. That is really selfless and
想要这个专注于 Krishna， 而且是为他做服务的话，其实这是一种很无私的态度。
Okay. Last question.
Yes, the last question from Jaya Krishna. Jaya, anyway, from this devotee, 底麦阿树的莲花族主 Krishna 的父亲 Nanda 是 Vaishya 阶层，并且是 Vaishya 阶层的领导者。也经过了婆罗门阶层的培训，可否认为 Nanda 大君是混合阶层？ Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Lord Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, is in the Vaishya, Vaishya ashram, and he is actually the leader in this ashram. He also had the training from the Brahmanas. So can I understand that Nanda Maharaj is in the stage of a mixed of both Brahmana and Vaishya?
He was not neither a Brahmana nor a Vaishya.
Nanda Maharaj, he is not Vaishya, he is not a Brahmana.
He is a perfect soul. He is not bound by these material distinctions.
灵魂，所以呢，他是不会被这些物质的，是。
Brahmana Vaishya, this is all material divisions.
那比如说像这个婆罗门的 Vaishya 呀，这些其实都是物质上的划分。
Yes, but when he was here in the past times with the Lord, he appeared in the community of Vaishyas.
但是呢，当他在是在 Vaishya 的社团里面的这么一个角色。
Because Krishna likes to play with cows, which is an activity that the Vaishyas do.
因为 Krishna 他喜欢和牛一起玩，那么放牛呢，本来就是 Vaishya 应该从事的活动。
That does not mean that Krishna was a Vaishya or his father was a Vaishya.
但是这并不意味着 Krishna 或者他的父亲就是属于一位 Vaishya.
So because he was the leader.In the community, that community was the leader of all the other Vaishyas, other people, so he was like a king. But he was not a king, he was just like the leader.
那么由于这个Nanda Maharaj 呢，他是这个 Vaishya 阶层的领导，所以呢他就像是在这个 Vaishya 这个阶层的这个国王一样，但他其实他并不是国王，他只是一个领导，他是一位领袖。
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you everybody for your question.
非常非常感谢大家的问题。Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Vaishnava Sangha ki jai.
Sorry, Ashu. Ashu. One more.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you, Sumukhi Radha Madhaji's question.请问阿叔和 Melody， 感恩您耐心的解答。请问阿叔，像Jaya Vijaya 这样的本来是主的灵性世界的看门人，因为主的意愿而来到了物质世界，做了三世恶魔，服务主的逍遥时光。但是在人们的眼中，他们就是恶魔，他们真实的身份是主的纯粹奉献者吗？有灵性导师说，他们在主 Chaitanya 的逍遥中，再次回来扮演了加盖和马代。这有经典提及吗？阿叔 ，please accept my very humble obeisances. Really appreciate your patience for answering all of the questions. And my question is that Jaya and Vijaya, they are the gatekeeper in the spiritual world. However, because of the willingness of the Lord, they come to the material world for three generations of the demons in this way to serve Lord's pastimes.However, in people's eyes that they are actually the demons. So may I ask, their real identities are the pure devotees of the Lord. And some of the spiritual masters said that Jaya and Vijaya, they come back in Lord Chaitanya's pastime as Jagai and Madai. May I ask any scripture mention about this? Thank you very much.
Yeah.Yeah, they play the part of demons as a desire of the Lord, because the Lord wants them to be very powerful demons, so he could have a good fight with them when he would come as different incarnations.
那么他们呢是因为在主的这个意愿之下，然后呢才变成恶魔的，因为主呢是希望当他在不同的这个化身前来的时候，显现的时候呢，有这些非常的孔武有力的恶魔能够和他进行打斗。
So externally they manifest the symptoms of demons.
所以说从外在来讲呢，他们展现出来的是恶魔的征象。
To be aggressive to the Lord, to pose as enemies of the Lord. This is all external.
比如说呢，他们展现出来好像是这个恶魔的敌人，而且呢，还会就是跟恶魔不是，他们会展现出成主的敌人，并且和主一起打斗。
But internally, they never forgot Krishna for one moment.
但是呢，这是从外在上的展现，但是从内在来讲，他们一。
Ask the Lord. They asked before they fell, they came as demons. They asked the Lord that they would never forget him.
那么这个Jaya Vijaya, 当他们下凡做恶魔的时候，他们问了这个主，他们是 they asked the Lord, they will
never forget him.
Okay, 就是他们请求主让他们永远都不要忘记主。
While they were the part, external playing the part of demons, internally they always remembering the Lord favorably.
所以说呢，他们外在显现出来的是主的恶魔，但内在他们其实始终都是心心念念的想着主的。
So they were playing like actors.
所以呢，他们就像是演员一样在演戏。
Acting as very, very good demons.
然后呢，他们就扮演了非常非常好的恶魔的角色。
Giving a good fight with the Lord.
然后呢，和这个主呢是有非常痛快淋漓的打仗。
And the Lord was so pleased with them.
而且呢，这么做呢是非常的取悦主的。
Because they play so much, so nice their role as demons.
因为呢，他们在扮演恶魔的这个角色的时候呢，演的是非常的入戏。
So the Lord gave them a special bonus, a special gift, so they could take birth in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么就是因为这个原因呢，使得主呢就给了他们特别的嘉奖，使得他们能够参与到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光里面。
Yeah, it's described in Chaitanya.
永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面所记载的。
Is explained that.
关于在这里面呢，就描述了他们的前世是谁。
So that was a special, it was a bonus.
所以说呢，这个作为他们在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个身份的这个显现呢，是他们所得到的特别的奖金。
Because they perform very nicely the part of demons in three lifetimes.
因为 Jaya Vijaya 呢，他们做了三世非常棒的恶魔的角色的表演。
So this is a special situation.
所以呢，这是特定的处境。
Because nobody is really qualified to have a fight with the Lord in the material world. Material people, materialistic demons cannot really give a fight to the Lord.
因为在物质世界里面，没有人能够有这个资格和主进行打斗。因为这些物质的人呢，是根本就没有办法去和主打斗的。
The Lord does not usually fight with normal demons. He lets material energy take care of those demons.
So, 而且主呢，一般来说也不会和普通的恶魔有任何的这个过招。那他一般就会让物质自然去处理他们了。
So, but when he wants to have a good fight with demons, then he sends his devotees to play that part.
但是呢，当他想和恶魔有一场非常痛快淋漓的恶战的时候，他就会派他的自己的奉献者来扮演这个角色。
Okay.
Thank you, Ashu.
Arivo, can I go?
Yes, now you can go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Arivo.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Arivo.
Arivo. 百坤的知音服务员也聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 我们亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及为所有的问题的耐心解答。非常感恩 Sumukhi Radha Mahaji 为我们安排的这么好的平台。感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙、安全、温暖的周日。Hare Krishna。